From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The top commander for U.S. and allied forces in Afghanistan says the U.S. airstrike on a hospital in northern Afghanistan over the weekend was a mistake. General John Campbell testified before a Senate panel today that Afghan forces asked for air support Saturday while they were fighting the Taliban in Kunduz. He says they communicated with U.S. special ops at the scene, which in turn was in contact with the AC-130 gunship that fired on the clinic run by Doctors Without Borders. 22 people were killed. NPR's Tom Bowman reports that General Campbell also testified about the number of U.S. forces in the area, recommending that President Obama rethink his plan to reduce troop levels.
General Campbell wouldn't get into numbers, but sources tell NPR that they're looking at options of from 3,000 U.S. troops to 5,000 U.S. troops staying in the country beyond 2016. They're also looking at keeping several air bases open beyond 2016, Bagram to the north, Kandahar to the south, and Jalalabad to the east.
NPR's Tom Bowman. Congress is reviewing a sweeping free trade agreement between the U.S. and 11 other Pacific Rim nations, which collectively account for about 40% of the global economic output. GOP lawmakers have already found what Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls a number of troubling parts to the deal, but he didn't say what they were. Some of President Obama's allies, including unions, strongly criticized the trade agreement as a job killer, but Obama tells Marketplace from APM American workers stand to benefit significantly from growth in the Asia-Pacific region.
We started this 5 years ago with the basic proposition that the Asia-Pacific region is the most populous, fastest-growing region in the world. And since 95% of the world's markets outside our borders, we got to make sure that we're selling in other countries goods made in America.
Congress is not expected to vote on the agreement until next year. The United Auto Workers may be on strike by Thursday morning if there's no labor agreement with Fiat Chrysler. Here's NPR's Sonari Glinton.
UAW workers overwhelmingly rejected a tentative contract with Fiat Chrysler last week. While the company is the smallest of the Detroit automakers, it was the one that rebounded the quickest from the economic collapse. The complaint is that union workers made a variety of concessions, including adopting a two-tier wage system, that helped the car companies get back on their feet and move towards record profits. Workers thought those concessions were temporary. In a statement, Fiat Chrysler says it continues to work with the UAW in a constructive manner to reach a new agreement. The union isn't saying if a strike would affect all 40,000 workers across the country or at specific plants. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
This is NPR. The storm-related death toll in the Carolinas stands at 16 now. 14 of those fatalities are reported in South Carolina, where the rain has stopped, but floods remain a huge threat. The governor had warned of a massive water headed to low-lying coastal communities downstream from Columbia, which has been overwhelmed by historic rainfall and floods. The severe weather was generated by Hurricane Joaquin far out in the Atlantic last week. It likely will cost less to heat your home this winter, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the primary reasons for lower heating bills are a milder winter and lower fuel costs.
Weather forecasters predict an El Niño year. That means a warmer-than-normal winter across much of the U.S. The Energy Information Administration says natural gas remains the least expensive way to heat. The average U.S. home with natural gas will spend just under $580 this winter. The agency says propane and oil will cost more than twice that much, around $1,400. Still, that's less than they've been the last two winters. Oil is about 25% cheaper than last year, and propane dropped 18%. If you use electric heat, your power bills should be just a little bit less than they were last year. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit expanded sharply in August. The deficit grew by more than 15% to $48.3 billion. Before the close, Dow is up 14 points to settle at 16,790. This is NPR.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.